The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone who is here today with the YouTube and listening, maybe into the future as well. And in some ways, we span geography across the globe, and we also span time into the future with how these recordings work. It's kind of an amazing thing that we share and feel a connection to so much. There are, as some of you have heard me say many times, I like to divide our experience of life, what goes on in with our life moment by moment, into two areas. There is what is happening, and there is how we are with what is happening, or our relationship to what's happening. And mindfulness practice, I put in the latter camp. Mindfulness is a practice of showing up and being attentive to what is happening, and to engage in mindfulness with equanimity has the function of staying with the mindfulness, staying with a relaxed, dedicated, sincere attention to this moment, attention to next, being present, being available for the flow of the present moment as it keeps appearing and arising for us moment by moment. And one thing that helps to have equanimity, to just stay present, stay with the mindfulness moment by moment, is to not think that you are unique, that not think that you're, that what your experience is unique enough that it's an exception to what all humans experience. Not to dismiss what you're what's happening to you, or make it not to make it kind of unimportant. Everything is important. You're important. But what's also important is the steadiness of how we are, the steadiness of mindfulness. When we're practicing mindfulness, to not, it's kind of like we have the bumper sticker that says, I stop for nothing when I practice mindfulness, meaning I don't get involved and get entangled and start thinking about things, and just the bare recognition, oh, this is what's happening now. This is what's happening, and or available to experience. This is what's experiencing. This is what's known now. This is what's being experienced now. Just steady, steady, steady. Like when I went on a walking pilgrimage a good number of years ago, and it was only 2 weeks, but the idea was just keep walking. When we walk, just keep walking and walking and walking. Didn't matter what the experience around us was. Just you walk, and you walk. So we are mindful, we're aware, with equanimity that allows us to just continue without getting sidetracked, without getting stopping for something and getting entangled in retrospective thinking. So to begin this pilgrimage of mindfulness, pilgrimage where we don't walk, we sit. We remain stationary in a stationary posture that works for you. And to tenderly close your eyes and maybe tenderly in your heart open to yourself, closing your eyes and opening your heart. And taking a few moments to appreciate yourself and value yourself, that perhaps that is why we're meditating, because we value our well-being. And this is a way of finding a valuable, important form of well-being, happiness, freedom from suffering. And to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And the exhales, really settling in here with yourself, in yourself, for yourself, here in this body, here in this heart. Here in this belly. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And because of maybe with a sense of self-care, self-appreciation, to, as you exhale, to continue to relax what can be relaxed in your body. Face, shoulders, stomach, belly. And then settling in just to your breathing. On a walking pilgrimage, it's the feet that walk. In a stationary pilgrimage of meditation, it's your breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And to have the simplicity of breathing be something that we allow to come into our awareness. Simplicity of breathing is where awareness lands. Two metaphors for awareness. Awareness which receives, allows. Awareness which lands. Connects, whichever is most useful for you. And then with equanimity that doesn't get alarmed or caught up or annoyed or think that something is unique and not part of the practice. Everything is part of practice. Everything is for the next moment of awareness. To trust, it's enough just to be aware. To trust, it's just to take the next moment for what it is, even if it's very similar to the previous one. Just stay. the equanimity that allows a steady continuation of the practice. Come back to that continuity. And if things are challenging, breathe with it so that your awareness rides on the currents of breathing, relaxed, available, present for the experience without getting entangled. As you meditate, nothing is extraordinary enough to stop to think about or get involved in. Everything is ordinary enough that it's just one more thing to be aware of, to be mindful of, in a steady, ongoing receptivity of awareness to what is, one breath at a time. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to tenderly, calmly open up to the sufferings of the world, and to do so equanimously, meaning that we care, we feel for the suffering, we're concerned with it, and there's no need to give up the steadiness of our mindfulness. Steadiness and confidence in remaining rooted in awareness, so that we don't get pulled into our reactivity, our thinking, our predictions, our sense of obligations and should and what shouldn't be. And equanimity allows us to stay open, so that care and goodwill, respect and kindness can flow through that awareness, through the field of mindfulness. And may it be that as we learn how to be more aware and mindfulness, more mindful with equanimity, with calm, with balance, may it be that we can show up for the challenges of this world and stay close to our goodwill, well-wishing, kindness, friendliness, compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe, peaceful and free. And may my heart and mind have this goodwill, this well-wishing for others, so that in some way or other it spreads from me, spreads from each of us into the world that we encounter today. May our love and compassion spread from this meditation session out into our communities and out into the world. May all beings be happy.